you for subscribing to Bump in the Road. In this exclusive member-only podcast, Peter and I explore the range of emotions that accompanied him on his journey, his branching out into new challenges, and his gratitude for family, friends, and for life.
I can't think of the words. You know, when you're acting, so say you're an actor and you're playing a part, it's almost like I was playing a part back then, and I can't tap into the emotions and the fuel and everything that I was feeling. I can remember it, but I can't, you know, I don't feel it. I can remember it, but I can't feel it.
But you don't, anger sometimes is good in terms of a short-term motivation, but it's not sustainable long-term. You have to find another way to move
Absolutely.
Through things. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the one emotion that's the easiest to feel. It's not easy to feel happy. It's not easy to feel sad. It's not easy to feel, you know, worried or anything like that, but you can feel angry really easily. You know, you can turn everything into anger. So loss, anger, you know, loneliness, anger, you know, something goes wrong, anger. It's an overriding emotion, and it's one that you remember as well. So it gets tied to a lot of history and a lot of your experiences in the past. And it might not necessarily have been the right emotion at that time. So you were angry about something that happened in the past, but you're not angry at that actual event. You're angry at something that's way, way back that you're remembering how you felt then. And what happens is when you sort of like get a little bit older, when you've passed that experience, when you gain a bit more knowledge about what you've gone through and your experiences, you actually think, well, actually, no, I wasn't angry. What I was tentative. I was, you know, I didn't know who I was. And, you know,
you're scared.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't know what's going to, you don't, that fear of the unknown. But actually, when you know it, that emotion changes and you don't hold on to that anger. You feel elated, you feel relieved, but you dismiss it very, very quickly. And all you remember is the anger. And I think sometimes it's easy, really, really easy to hold on to the anger and the frustration and the scaredness and the being afraid and the fear of the unknown. Whereas actually, you know what? It's known now. You know, you've gone past that. If you're constantly angry, if you're constantly scared, if you're constantly worried, it drains you. So you don't have the capacity to feel any other emotion.
Well, when you let go of the anger, you find courage, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's taking that step. You know, it is putting, you know, as hard as if for me, putting one foot in front of the other and actually taking that step. And it is that first step is always the hardest, and it is taking the courage to take that first step. And when you get to that point, when you've moved past the anger, you know, let it go. Absolutely let it go. And you'll find the weight on your shoulders. You know, you're not meant to be Atlas. You're not supposed to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. You're not, you know, you're not superhuman. And you've just got to let some things go. And
I once saw a quote about mountains, and it went something like this, that I didn't realize I was only supposed to climb it. I've been carrying it with me the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's draining.
You have a prosthetic, don't you, for
Yes.
your absent leg? Do you use that often?
Yes. Yeah, I use it when I want to. It's my choice. I don't use it all the time. I use my crutches probably about 80% of the time. I use my prosthetic about 15%, and then I use my wheelchair 5. But that changes. You know, when my arms are sore, I'll use my chair a lot more, or I'll use my prosthetic. I wear my prosthetic until my sort of like my sides hurt where the straps dig in, and then I won't wear it. So I do sort of like challenges and things like that. So I walked 100 miles in October wearing my prosthetic.
Did you really?
Yeah, it hurt, but it worked, and I did it. And, you know, and it's something that I didn't need to do it to prove anything to anyone. I did it because you can do it. It's just, you know, you put yourself out there to do a challenge, and it raises money and it raises awareness, and, you know,
it raises your own self-esteem too, don't you think?
Oh, completing challenges is brilliant. Yeah, absolutely. And it's that buzz and that thrill of completing things. And, you know, it might just be getting out of bed in the morning. I mean, that I'm very, very kind of target driven, very challenge driven. And when it was coming out of like the chemotherapy, it was when I was having my chemotherapy, I needed something to focus on. So I learned to ride a motorbike, and it was like, I passed my test. And I was like, right, okay, I can ride a motorbike now. Right, I've had my amputation. I need to ride a motorbike again.
Thank you for joining us today. I hope you found something in today's podcast that inspires you along your own life's path. Because sometimes a bump in the road is actually a portal into a more conscious and meaningful life. You can subscribe to our free podcast at www.bumpintheroad.us or become a premium member to hear the full conversation. Just go to www.bumpintheroad.us for more information and to sign up.